This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Trump administration is still looking for a legal way around a Supreme Court decision blocking the inclusion of a citizenship question on next year's census. AP's Mark Sherman explains why the census is important.
The census is held once every 10 years, and it's used to distribute seats in the House of Representatives among the states, and it's used to distribute hundreds of billions of dollars a year in federal money. The Census Bureau itself has said that adding a citizenship question to the census would have the effect of depressing immigrant participation and also participation of Hispanics.
That's AP's Mark Sherman. Californians are feeling dozens of aftershocks today following a 6.4 magnitude earthquake Thursday morning. More than 100 aftershocks have shaken the region since the initial jolt. Seismologist Lucy Jones.
There is about a 1 in 20 chance that this location will be having an even bigger earthquake within the next few days, that we have not yet seen the biggest earthquake of the sequence.
This was the largest earthquake to strike Southern California in 20 years. India has unveiled plans to ramp up foreign investment and meet its ambitious target of growing into a $5 trillion economy by 2025. India's finance minister says India must invest heavily in infrastructure, the digital economy, and job creation. The UN Security Council is condemning a deadly attack on a detention center for migrants near Libya's capital. It is calling on the warring parties to urgently de-escalate fighting, commit to a ceasefire, and return to UN-mediated talks. The Security Council also expressed deep concern at the worsening humanitarian situation. From Washington, this is VOA News. G7 presidency holder France wants the group to double funding for girls' education in the Sahel at a summit next month. The call came as ministers wrapped up a Paris meeting dedicated to increasing educational and development opportunities for women. Lisa Bryant reports from the French capital.
Speaking at UNESCO's headquarters in Paris, French President Emmanuel Macron laid out initiatives to increase educational and economic opportunities for women with a special focus on Africa's Sahel region.
Je veux qu'on arrive au moment du G7 de Biarritz.
Macron challenged fellow G7 members to double their financial engagements for girls' education in the Sahel, but also to make sure funds are spent efficiently and make a difference. Nobel Peace Laureate and Pakistani rights activist Malala Yousafzai also called on G7 members to increase funding for girls' education in developing countries, especially in Africa. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
An Iranian official says a British oil tanker should be seized if a detained Iranian ship is not released. British Royal Marines helped officials in Gibraltar to seize an oil supertanker on Thursday after it was suspected of carrying oil from Iran to Syria in a breach of EU sanctions. A court in Gibraltar has ruled the ship can be detained for a further 14 days. Officials are gathering in Niger's capital this weekend for an African Union summit that begins the operational phase of a long-sought continental free trade zone. Some 50 heads of state are expected at Sunday's summit on the African Continental Free Trade Area. By integrating economies and reducing trade barriers, the pact aims to increase employment prospects, living standards, and opportunities for the continent's 1.2 billion people. Record audiences are expected to watch the Women's World Cup final on Sunday, but whether the victory goes to the U.S. or the Netherlands, the event looks like a big winner for women's soccer. Reuters' Julian Satterthwaite reports.
Reuters reporters in France say there is a real buzz. Simon Evans is in Lyon for the final.
Delighted. The level of interest, the TV audience figures around the world have been incredible. The crowds have been big inside the stadium. And just around France, there's a level of interest and the amount of people who've travelled here to watch this tournament. These things have all been unprecedented.
Now, record audiences are expected to watch Sunday's final. After beating Spain, France and England along the way, the US are hot favourites. Their team and this event look ready to come of age on the world stage.
That was Reuters' Julian Satterthwaite. And from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Yes. best music today. The Voice of America.